For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Heather from Virginia Beach.
Hey, Heather. How can we help you on this dirty work?
Okay, so this is a little random, but anyway, I recently moved into an awesome neighborhood near the Bay. I'm renting a townhouse, and so far the neighborhood seems like a lot of fun. The neighbors seem, you know, really nice and chill, but there's this one guy who lives right next to me.
Yep, I can always see where this is going. Let me guess. He's tried hit on you. He's become super creepy now. Like, that's the thing.
Well, actually, oddly, no. He hasn't tried hitting on me or anything like that. And I mean, he seems really nice, quiet, keeps to himself. But when I first moved in, he immediately introduced himself. And I thought, okay, oh, here it is, right? You know. And all he said was, sometimes he has a group of guys over to his place, and he wanted to ask me, and I thought, oh, he's going to ask me over, but no. He asked me if it was all right if someone parked on the street in front of my house, my little townhouse, from time to time. See, we all have our own driveways, but they're really small, and parking is really tight, but he wants to know if somebody could park right in front of my little place. And of course I said, yes. I mean, like, parking's a commodity around here.
Okay. All right. So far so good. Doesn't seem too weird or too odd. And you know, it was considerate of him to ask.
Right. Right. And yeah, it was. And listen, I am just honestly being a nosy neighbor. Okay. But a lot of guys show up, like 10 or maybe. And it varies, and I have noticed this really odd trend. They all seem to only come on nice days, and it's between the hours of 7 and 9 a.m., okay? My neighbor, Kim, said that it will happen more frequent in terms of these gatherings, like in the spring and the summer months. So, like, whenever it was cold or cloudy, they don't show up. I just would like to know what all these guys are doing over there in the morning hours at like any given day of the week and only when the weather is nice.
This is weird. It is weird.
Well, 7 to 9 a.m. is odd. Okay, so like since it is a townhouse, do you ever hear the guys over there? Because I live in a townhouse and sometimes I can hear my neighbor banging around. Like, are they watching sports highlights or something?
No, never peep.
I get this is really weird, Heather. Okay, so look, we will definitely find out what's going on. I have an idea, Natalia. This is not. I'm going since it's all guys.
Yeah,
I'm going to be involved. So, hang on the line and give Natalia his number. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, guys. I'm just like the curiosity is killing me.
So let's go and give Tim a call. All right. We used to play this clip going dialing at random, but it's not random. We know we're calling. So this is Tim, the neighbor. And again, she even said in the thing, she just wants to be nosy.
Hello.
Good morning. Is this Tim who lives on by the bay by chance?
This is, and you're?
Hi, Tom. My name is Chris Crocker, and I actually got your number from a friend of a friend of a friend that knows you.
Okay. Well, how can I help you, friend of a friend?
That's awesome. So anyway, I heard that you had these get-togethers, and and my friend were saying that I should really get in the action because I would love what you guys are doing. I've been going through a lot, so I just wanted to reach out, and this is how I got your number, and just see if there's room for me to be a part of this group.
Yeah. It's absolutely. It's, you know, it's fantastic, and we always welcome new people to join in on the fun.
Okay. I'm like I said, dude. I'm new to all this. I haven't been to the gym in forever. So, what exactly do I need to bring? And can I just get a little more details? Because my buddy was kind of like, I needed to call you to get all the info.
Yeah, sure. Well, we always start. We always meet in between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. on sunny days, obviously. And, you know, we suggest you wear loose clothing because, you know, the bottom half or all of it will be coming off anyway. And be sure to bring a yoga mat with you. My backyard is private, so no neighbors can see what we are up to.
Wait, let's just back. So maybe I have the wrong group. This doesn't sound like something I should. I'm confused.
Oh, gosh. Well, you're calling about the perineum sunning sessions, right? I mean, they truly are incredible. There's so many benefits, and it's totally a judgment-free zone. You know, super relaxed, super chill. You know, a little meditation together afterwards, and that's about it.
Perineum sunning. I don't even know what that means. Okay, all right.
Well, yeah. So there's many benefits to this. There's like you get more energy, you get better sleep, they're boosting creativity. It regulates your rhythms. You know, promoting deeper sleep. And improves focus and concentration. And I've been doing it for a while, and I got to say, it is life-changing.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is really, really what I need. Okay, this sounds fun. All right, man. All right, so yeah, count me in. So when's the next? I know you said Sunday. So when's the next one you guys are planning?
Oh, yeah, great. So we're planning on Sunday, since it's going to be sunny and 58 outside. I'm going to text you my address and the exact time we decide on, and just park on the street. My neighbors are fine with that.
All right, man. Sounds great. Yeah, I can't wait to see you guys all on Sunday. And I definitely could use some better sleep. So thanks, man.
Sounds good. See you then.
All right. Well, I guess we answered that question. I mean, I guess we did, right?
Shaggy.
Okay. Yes.
Shaggy.
Yep.
So texts are coming in.
Okay.
Do you know what you signed yourself up for?
No,
Sunday?
He said it wasn't yoga, and it seems like it would be easy. So I don't know.
Perineum sunning?
Not sure. Didn't even know how to sell it.
Buddy,
say it.
It's sunning your.
That's what they do?
Yes, they...
A bunch of dudes are sunning their...
They're putting their up into the air and spreading...
Oh, hell no. Nah. I ain't going to this.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.